let's go ahead and start with the consciousness training. My hero, Albert Einstein, said we cannot solve our problems with the same consciousness that we use to create them. We cannot solve our problems the same way in the same thinking, feeling, and believing in which we created them. The consciousness we operate in shapes the quality and the quantity of our decisions, our actions, and the results, the outcomes, the coincidences, and the consequences that we experience through participating in a perspective. This training is designed to help you elevate your awareness, your consciousness, through intentionality. So you can approach challenges from a higher perspective and create solutions that align with where you want to be or better, with your purpose. And it's that purpose that we need to keep building higher and higher and greater and stronger, because as long as the purpose is greater than your pain, you will never quit. And if you never quit, you will never fail. You may make mistakes, things may expand and transform, but you will not fail. Throughout this training, we will explore five essential steps to shift your consciousness when facing those challenges, what I call divine detours in your personal and professional life. Remember, the objective is not just to find the answers, it is to evolve and expand into the person capable of thinking, feeling, and believing at a higher level of awareness, a higher self, in order to make life easy to dissipate and dissolve the dis-ease that we all have in our lives every single day. We just want to spend minutes and moments in that dis-ease and accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially these consequences, coincidences, and results that we want in our lives or better. The first of these essential steps is to seek the intentional knowledge. Solutions begin with the right knowledge, but it's not easy, and it's just not any knowledge. It's intentional, purposeful learning. I have a saying that I close most of my shows with, which is be more interested than interesting. And purposeful learning is understanding that we need to align not only what we do and say, but what we think, feel, and believe to grow beyond the problem itself. You must actively seek out the information that will elevate your understanding and awareness and perspective to make the challenge easy and to dissipate and dissolve the dis-ease of it. We want to build a strong foundation by gathering relevant and purposeful information, seeking that information by being more interested than interesting, by asking questions, by utilizing the open-ended question guide to find out where someone is today, to find out what's working, what they like, what's not working, what they don't like, so that we can provide value, notating that value is only derived by giving people more of what they like or taking away some of not or all of what they don't like. And if we don't know what they like or don't like, what's working and not working, if we don't understand according to the consciousness, the subject matter, topic, or expertise, then we will fail in our efforts to create a strong foundation because we don't have any relevant, purposeful information. And remember, we're trying to gather, gain, expand the purpose, because it's that purpose that needs to be greater than that pain. In other words, that purpose will create a new consciousness that's greater than the old consciousness that's creating that pain, that separation, that void, that obstacle. The more intentional you are, the more you're capable of aligning what you do, say, think, feel, and believe in what you learn, the more aligned your solutions will be with your objectives, coincidence, consequences, and results. Focus on insights that help you expand and grow, aggregate and accelerate, not just information that feeds the ego or the surface of the issue. The simplicity of the context in which you put it in What we want to do is to identify the current challenge. We don't want to live or sustain in the reaction to that challenge. The reaction to the challenge is formed by the ego. The ego is going to edge the goodness out of your life, the gold, the God, the greatness out of your life. And so we want to identify the challenge, not the reaction to it. And so we want to acknowledge the sources of the intentional place in which can help you elevate a greater understanding. And so, in other words, in order to effectuate that, what we need to ask, who can help us and who can we help with that foundational information that can assist us in that transformation from one consciousness to the next? You need to seek help, and in that is seeking intentional knowledge aligned with where you want to be or better, and identifying the challenge and the reaction to that challenge in order to facilitate a different consciousness, notating, as my hero Albert Einstein stated, that you will never, never be able to solve a problem in the same way that you thought of the problem. You'll never be able to solve a problem in the same consciousness in which it was created. The second of these essential steps is to elevate reflection to a higher consciousness. Reflection is where the knowledge in which you incorporated into the purposeful intention, the divine purpose, that knowledge will become experiential in its nature. The knowledge and reflection upon that knowledge will become and turns into and expands into wisdom. When you can deeply engage intentionally with the information in which you have asked for from the right people, the right ideas, the right podcasts, books, speeches, etc., and you have captured that intentionally, that which not only intelligently resonates with you, not only intuitively resonates with you, strongly agree or disagree with it, but inspirationally touches you. When we can turn that knowledge into wisdom and you deeply engage in that information in which you have captured, you begin to shift your perspective. A paradigm shift is essential in the construct of a different consciousness because it will connect the dots between you learning it and your defined purpose, your larger purpose, your identified new consciousness. And so we need to begin to shift your perspective, connecting the dots between what you are learning from those sources and a new consciousness. We need to reflect deeply to elevate our perspective and shift our consciousness, knowing that it is that new consciousness that will allow us to solve the challenge that is within and before us. Reflection itself will be the bridge between gathering the information in an intentional way to elevate and accelerate and aggregate the purpose so that we can sustain our growth, allowing that purpose to be greater than the challenge or the pain, and create breakthrough solutions, things that were already there, but we weren't aware. I will repeat that, things that were already there, but we weren't aware. It's about taking the time to connect your learning with this greater purpose, this higher consciousness, this defined purpose, this intentionality, which will lead us to a higher level of thinking, a higher awareness, a different consciousness that takes the dis-easy and makes it easy by shortening the distance of resistance with this wisdom. We suspend a minimum amount of time each day, capturing and reflecting, utilizing a journal or some sort of mechanism or system in order to see how the knowledge you've gathered connects with the purpose. If we can apply the information that we have found through the intentional divine purpose and see how it actually connects with that purpose, we can see how it impacts our perspective of the challenge in which we are facing. The dis-ease will dissipate into ease, and the insights will emerge from this sort of reflection. And this is where the shift in the consciousness begins. The shift of the paradigm and perspective begins when we reflect upon the intentionality of knowledge and our defined purpose in order to facilitate elevation of awareness to figure out how this dis-ease can transform, expand into ease. You see, when we can learn through a different consciousness to love what we don't like or love, or we can learn to, through a different consciousness, learn to love that which other people don't like or love, and we can be committed intentionally on purpose, in defined purpose, so that purpose grows, expands, so we can what? Handle more challenges. But when we do so consistently every day, persistently without quit, in the pursuit of our potential, not what other people want, what's missing, what you don't have, but our potential, our truth, life will tell you all its secrets. So these things are cheat codes are given to us. Things become easy, not dis-easy. And so as we seek intentionally the knowledge that we need and then elevate through reflection a higher consciousness, the shift of this consciousness, this ability to solve challenges, to make dis-easy easy, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, starts the process. The third step in order to solve a problem, a challenge, an interference in our lives through a different consciousness, as my hero Einstein has suggested, how we solve these problems are in a different consciousness in which it was created, is we need to trust. We need to trust the power of the subconscious and the repetition that occurs within the context of the subconscious, because the subconscious mind holds about 40,000 of the same thoughts inherently placed there, and it was repetitive. And about 80% of those thoughts are negative. They're interfering, they're challenges themselves. And so your subconscious mind is a powerful tool, whether you use it in the alignment with where you want to be or better, the divine direction, or are you using it in a detour, an interference, or are you using it in a divine detour? And when you trust the power of the subconscious and the repetition of the subconscious, when you step back and allow your subconscious to process this new information, notating that the conscious mind facilitates about 10,000 new thoughts, and it needs to be repetitive from the conscious cellular structure, which needs feeding every single day in order to inform the subconscious. And then the subconscious needs to process this information to supplement, to synergize, to accelerate and aggregate the subconscious positivity in alignment with what? Well, positivity or good thoughts are only aligned with where you want to be or better. Bad thoughts interfere with it. Your good thoughts may be my bad thoughts, and my bad thoughts may be your good thoughts, determinative upon where we want to be, what our divine direction is, and how we, through our consciousness, create a perspective, a meaning of the detours that occur. Are they divine or are they punishment? Are they protection, promotion, and love, or are they punishment? And when you step back and allow it to process, the subconscious to process the information, you give yourself a space to inform or think about creative ways to reach this higher level of awareness, this higher consciousness, this ease that occurs by making things easy. And so looking at these higher levels is where these breakthroughs or the solutions or the ease exists, because they already do. You're just not aware of it until you can shift the paradigm through these steps in order to facilitate a higher awareness to the actual promotion, protection, and love, and what deems to be, through your perspective at the current consciousness, interference, a shortage, void, or an obstacle, or a challenge, or better known as dis-ease. We need to trust our subconscious process without rushing it, notating that most subconscious thoughts aren't inherent or don't create a neural pathway in yet but a minimum of 21 days, determined upon your quantum consciousness, which will dictate what is active in your whole being. Your genetic and energetic inheritance, determined by the unconscious competency, the hard drive, the quantum conscious.
Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time.
The subconscious needs time, and so you need to trust the process, the subconscious process, without rushing the actual solution to the challenge, obstacle, void, or shortage. Giving your mind the space to breathe, to allow for this elevated awareness, the higher level of consciousness thinking, allowing the breakthroughs, the dis-ease to dissipate, dissolve, and even disappears often comes when you take a step back and allow your subconscious to work behind the scenes, because most of the time it's your subconscious which is filling the narrative that is constantly elevated and aware in your mind. Unfortunately, a lot of people are using negativity through social media to fill that narrative, because we used to seek the narrative, now we're fed the narrative. And the narrative is which works within the context of the conscious and the subconscious in order to create our reality, our perspective, which is why the challenges continue to accelerate, aggregate, and grow. The separation, the voids, the shortages, and the obstacles continue to expand instead of the ease, the dis-ease. So we have to understand that we need to feed the subconscious and this intentionality of information and reflection. And of course, now trust the power of the subconscious, and we must feed it and not be fed the BS to fill that narrative. Step away from these challenges for a period of time each day, a minimum amount of time dedicated to be intentional in this meditative process of allowance of the subconscious to reinvigorate our being. During this pause, this practice of mindfulness, engage in activities that clear your mind. Run, walk, swim, jog. It doesn't matter. Read, meditate, observe the clarity and the ideas that naturally emerge from that which already exists during this period to help facilitate the reinforcement, to create synergies and supplemental information that allows us to elevate our awareness, to make things easy, to give us the cheat codes, but we must be committed to it every single day. This is when we give our subconscious the space to elevate our awareness and our consciousness, to make things easy, to dissipate and dissolve the dis-easy, to solve the challenges. Because, as you know, my hero said, you can't solve a problem in the same consciousness in which it was created. The fourth step is recognizing, recognifying. Recognize, remember, remind, and recollect your aha moment. That breakthrough, the dissipation and dissolution of the interference, of the void, shortages, and obstacles, the challenges, it doesn't happen by accident. It is not luck. It is intention plus attention that equals those coincidences, these aha moments. They're the result of your intentional effort utilizing the three steps aforementioned to elevate your consciousness and awareness. When you experience that aha moment, recognize it, recollect it, remind it, remember it for what it is. It is a sign that you are now thinking at a higher level. You've elevated your awareness and your consciousness just as Einstein has prescribed. We must not only be present and aware when we breakthrough moment happens, but we must remember, recollect, and remind it. This eureka moment is not just a sudden realization. It seems as if it is that it just came to us. Oh my gosh. It's the culmination of the intentional, attentional learning, reflection, and subconscious processing in which these first three steps have allowed us to recognize, remember, and recollect these moments, to harness them and move us towards with more purpose. Why? Because more purpose will handle more challenges. Because as long as our purpose is greater than those challenges, we will never fail. We will only make mistakes. And as long and as fast as we can learn from those mistakes, the faster we dissipate and dissolve those challenges and elevate our awareness, our consciousness, and our thinking process. When we have and recognize, remember, and recollect these aha moments, when you experience a breakthrough or a perceived perception of a different consciousness, we need to capture it immediately. We need to capture it and reflect on that journey that led us to the insights, the information, the inspiration, the intuition, and celebrate this elevation of awareness, of thinking, of consciousness. We need to use these breakthroughs to create momentum and a committed, consistent behavior to propel you to aggregate, accelerate, and propel exponentiality, the outcomes in which you desire, in a forward solution to the challenge, the obstacles, the voids, and shortages that were before us. Elevating our purpose allows us to handle the pain because it transforms the pain into progress, into promotion, into protection and love. It is only the new consciousness that allows us to solve what is interfering with our higher self. Thus, each of these consciousness transformations, elevations, allows us each step by step to be more aware of our truth. Not what other people want for us, not what's missing and not what we don't have, not existing in the reaction to the fear or the challenge, or the fear that the challenge that the fear has created, whichever way you want to look at it. You are accelerating in the wrong direction, accelerating, expanding the pain, not the promise, not the purpose, not the protection, not the promotion, and not the love. We have to recognize, remember, and recollect the aha moments as we work through the five steps of shifting our consciousness to solve, dissipate, and dissolve the disease in our lives, physical, emotional, spiritual disease, by seeking intentional knowledge, reflecting to that higher consciousness, trusting our power and process of the subconscious, and now recognizing, remember, and reflect, recognize, remember, and recollecting your aha moments that are a process, not a moment. And then the final step is transformation. Transforming these aha moments, these recollections, remembrances, and reminders of a higher self into the intentional action. Now utilizing a higher level of awareness and purpose in order to effectuate greater challenges, in order to grow, expand, and transform. Insight alone is not enough. The aha moment is not enough. Action, as Einstein will tell you, nothing happens until it moves. Action is what turns your elevation, your elevated thoughts, your new consciousness into outcomes, results, consequences, and coincidences. The ability to refine your aha moments, your breakthroughs, and apply it purposefully in a defined direction not only allows you to accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially those coincidences, outcomes, and results, but it also transforms those interferences, challenges into divine detours and allows for divine time through the process of the subconscious in order to effectuate what separates our good intentions from meaningful impact. Our previous entrepreneur today had unbelievably good intentions. We need to shift her paradigm, her consciousness, to have a meaningful impact, not $92,000 with 7% profit, but something that is accelerated, compounding the passion, the purpose, and the profitability of her wonderful, beautiful intentions. As Scott and Ramon had suggested, they loved her good intentions, her passion. But until we transform that into meaningful impact, it'll lie fallow in its potential. We need to refine and apply your insights with that intentionality, with purposeful action, utilizing intentionality in the man-made construct of time to reconcile it with divine time. We need to separate each 24 hours according to the circumstances of today by utilizing this aha moment, this reflection and recollection of the past in alignment with where I want to be or better, and utilize the 24 hours a day with committed, consistent behaviors aligned with the same. Action is where we elevate the consciousness to become what? Reality. It takes the perspective and makes it real. It takes the narrative in which was filled with the correct process of good intentions and good ideas and good people into good actions and activities that are passionate, purposeful, and profitable. Working within the context of the man-made construct of 24 hours in which we're all guaranteed every single day, except for the last day of your life, you will be cheated seconds, minutes, and moments. It's not just about having great ideas. It's about turning those ideas into practical steps that lead into a real world of results. And that result could be monetary in its nature. It could be making more money, helping more people, or having more fun. All directives and divine directions in my life purposefully, not only for me, but to empower others with this definition of happiness, joy. And to do that consistently every day and persistently without quit, with the commitment of 24 hours every day, with the non-negotiables and negotiables, with the planned and the unplanned, with the paid for and the unpaid for. Break your breakthrough down into actionable steps. Create a go, no go plan if necessary in order to effectuate where I am and where I want to be according to the circumstances of today, the reality of today, and then derive the meaning from the past to align you in the divine direction, to change all these challenges into divine detours, and allow through the subconscious mind and process of these five steps to effectuate divine time, that you're in the right place at the perfect time, even though you don't have the knowledge or the conscious in order to be aware of it. Create a plan on how you will bring these elevated ideas, people, places, things, and events into reality. Identify what resources, the who in your life, the support or the systems that you need to make it happen. Utilize daily practices, which I'm happy to send you any of these guides and exercises, especially the daily practices that allow for the shifting of the paradigm, the consciousness. Just email me directly, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll send you any of these guides, books, etc. for free. Execution, action is where consciousness becomes coincidence. Execution, action is where consciousness becomes coincidence, the coinciding of the universe into your reality. These five sets isn't just about solving one specific challenge. It's about elevating the entire approach you have to your life and your business through intentionality in every single one of these five steps, from seeking knowledge to taking action. You can elevate your consciousness to a higher level. You can create ease out of dis-ease. You can get the cheat codes to the game of life. The new way of thinking will allow us to create a lasting solution that aligns our purpose, expands our purpose, fills our narrative and our vision. Remember these steps. to seek intentional knowledge that aligns with your purpose. Elevate your consciousness through deep reflection. Trust the subconscious process in the mind to work in the background to reinform and to repeat the process to shift the quantum consciousness to activate who you are in the actions and activities of the day, to recognize these breakthroughs as intentional achievements so that your purpose is greater than your pain and you turn insights into purposeful action to create real result, turning your new consciousness into new coincidences. This journey is about evolving into transforming into the person who you think beyond the challenge itself. Keep learning, reflecting, and taking action with purpose in an intentional way. Do, say, think, feel, and believe it, and you will continue to elevate your consciousness and your results. And as my hero said, Albert Einstein, you can't solve a problem in the same consciousness in which it was created. So let me create a new consciousness for you. Email me, David@dmeltzer.com. Let me change your life. Let me help you empower others to empower others to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, to live in the world of more than enough of everything for everyone. We're here every single week, have been for over 25 years. We're here to be of service and of value. All you need to do is email me, David@dmeltzer.com.